Blog Talk Radio.
That's my cue. All right. So I think it looks like we have everyone here. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go ahead and unmute Zareya. Okay, here we go. Hi, Zareya. Zareya?
Hello. Hello.
All right. I think we've got
I just unmuted myself.
Okay, very good. Okay. I think we've got Dr. Tom here. We've got Q, and we also have Ted. So let's go ahead, if you will. Let's see if you can. Just go ahead. Let's bring in a little love boost as we get started on our wonderful call for today.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
5, 4, 3,
extreme
2,
love
one,
and compassion and all that.
And all
and
that
get
beautiful,
your headbands
good
on.
Stuff. And get our headbands on. Thank you, Zareya. Okay. All right. So with that being said, so Zareya, I'm going to go ahead and have you introduce our two guests. Q will be speaking first, and Ted as well, and they can kind of maybe intermingle if we desire. But anyways, or if they desire, so let's go ahead. I'll open them up, and if you will please introduce Q and then Ted, and away we go.
Okay, well, what can I say about Q except that he is an ambassador from the Central Sun, or the central sun of the universe. So that pretty much sums it up. I'll let him go from there. Take it away, Q.
Thank you for inviting me into your time and your space and your day. It is a great honor to get to co-create with all of us, and my great, great, great pleasure to help, support, and assist however you need me. My love to you.
Okay. Hey, Q, did you get a chance to take a look at the text that I had sent you?
I did look at those, and I'm happy to field any of that information whenever you'd like.
Oh, all right. Well, we could go ahead and get started with that.
Please, as you would like.
Okay. All right. So let me go ahead and begin. Just let me go ahead and bring that up. Okay. All right. So the first question that we have for you, Q, is in regards to where we are presently in terms of circumstances and current events. What do you see going on positively and negatively here now?
Okay. And these questions are from your followers, is that correct?
Yeah, I'm speaking for our followers, yes.
Okay, very good. Well, I would remind everyone that this planet is designed around duality. And so most of the aliens that control this planet would like continuous duality so that they can, work with our energies because we are so powerful. So when we look at some of the duality issues around politics and so forth, you'll notice that as long as there's another issue, everything's going well for the bad guys, which are unfortunately aliens. Now, these aliens have created our biblical system, our political system, and we've indoctrinated ourselves to them, and we love it. We believe we need to have a government to govern men over and over and over again. So I will let you know that there are many, many individuals in the military who know this information, understand this information, and use the quantum and conscious computer system that we have given them. And they are doing their best to get everyone educated on the information I'm giving you right now.
Beautiful. Thank you. And as far
the solution is not it's not as diabolical as I'm giving. The solution is very simple. If we would all live through our heart center, through our true source self, instead of mind energy and timelines, they would all go away because they'd have nowhere to play.
Okay. Thank you for that. Can you tell us your view right now on what is happening with the vaccines and how are we going to get rid of them?
I already answered your question. If we would choose what we prefer, if we would choose our highest excitement, our highest joy, our inspiration, they would go away.
Okay.
So you can see how malleable we are. We'll believe anything that's put on these little devices. We actually believe this chemical is going to create better chemicals in us when at the end of the day, we're just a glass of water now, aren't we?
Yes, absolutely. Okay, thank you. Next question, Q, is in regards to the cabal. Do you see a timing at all as to when they will be completely taken down?
The definition of the cabal is a cover for what is really the true definition. So if you have a name, look for a couple more names above the name would be my suggestion. So not only these individuals that you're calling the cabal are controlled by aliens, they also have great, great technology. And they also have all their memories. They have thousands and thousands of years of memories. Their manipulation of society is going just fine in their eyes. Although there are changes happening, they can, say, jump from one area to another area in our reality because they don't have identity. If you know their name, then you're wrong, because they don't have identity. So we must choose what we prefer and work with our inspiration and our joy and our excitement, and everything will change from that point on.
Beautiful. Thank you. Now, in regards to our galactic and universal beings that are here presently helping humanity and our world, how many, you know, since we have over 8 billion people on our planet, how many from the galactic universal regions are presently here in form as part of the alliance, if you want to call it alliance, or the good guys that are presently here trying to assist humanity to evolve?
So that's a very broad question that I'm not sure I'm going to be able to answer quickly. So when we look in the mirror, we will find the good guys. That would be the short version. Will the good guys find themselves would be the real question. It'd be my opinion. Does that make sense?
Of course, that makes beautiful sense. So if we go beyond the short version, what is the longer version answer?
I knew I wasn't getting out of it.
Very cute.
Very good. Okay, here's how I would ask the question and answer the question is, how many individuals are in this reality who know what they are, who they are, where they came from, would be the way I would ask this question. And I would say, yes, there are entities outside of this reality supporting and assisting us, like myself, like yourself as an example. What we would say is that you have great, great attention down here because the dark has taken away a very, very prominent location for the light to play and experience. So you can assume that there is the entire universe focused on this area right now.
Well, that's beautiful also. Thank you for that, Q. So on a more political level, could you tell us a little bit about what Trump's role presently is and when he becomes president of the republic, and perhaps maybe the new president that will be following. Could you give us some information on that?
Yes,
since
very
you
good.
Have close connections. So, thank you.
Thank you for that question. I will take great care of how I answer that because many things are still occurring, but here is what I will offer for information. You can assume that the United States military and coalitions around the globe have created a pact and are working in alignment with each other to create a new opportunity for us all to create together. And so although the U.S. military has a very, very precise agendas and goals and inspirations, know that there are many teams around the globe that are aligned with us, not every country, but many, and all want the same agenda. I will leave it at that. I'm sure you can fill in the blanks. But assume that there is a team of individuals, a very large team of individuals, making decisions for the United States of America right now. Notice no one is going without money and no one is going without food. This has nothing to do with the, say, fake agenda you see on the tell you what division machine. You'll never get the truth out of these machines until they go down, and they will. But assume that you can use Donald Trump as a middle manager right now within a very large coalition. He has a role. He has tasks. He has a job, and a hardworking person, by the way. And his tasks and relationship with us is his greatest conductivity, because he understands us as a country, and he can relate to many of the issues of the working man, the simple man, if you will, and correlate the issues to the military, who all they want to do is protect our Constitution. So just know that this is a military-run country right now, and it has many, many managers in it.
Okay. So when do you think he will be coming back to his post as president?
He already is in the post. That's the illusion.
That's the illusion.
As I said, the military is running the United States of America right now.
Yes. Gotcha. Okay. All right. Very good.
Now that post is going to change, though. It would be my suggestion to look at the post and or the prominence of that post, and our opinion of the value of that post is going to change.
What do you mean by that, Trump? I mean, not Trump.
Well, wouldn't it be better? I think there's someone who's on these radio shows a lot who said, wouldn't it be better to have 10 grandmothers running the United States of America instead of one man? And so our grandmothers always take great care of us, don't they?
Absolutely.
So
all
we
right.
might want to observe a better way of doing things, don't you think?
Correct. Yes, absolutely. So it's been, you know, so there's always rumors in terms of, is it going to be a male or – so it sounds like we're going to have a female upcoming president. Do you think that will be happening this year?
I will not answer timeline questions, but you may
sure.
be on the right trail.
Thank you for that cue. Okay, we'll go on to the next question. The next question is in regards to JFK Jr. Could you tell us a little bit about what he's doing and what is his role in the next, you know, coming year or so or more?
Well, I assume this is redundant information because Zora already spilled the beans several shows ago. Maybe he could answer.
Well, I guess maybe it's just confirmation then.
All right, very good.
So
there is going to be there's going to be a very large and expansive education program for the next few years. We'll leave it at that. And yes, that individual will be part of it.
Okay, very good. Okay, thank you. And then the other question we have here has to do with Canada, if you will, or even Europe, if you could discuss Europe as well. But if we've talked a little bit about Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau, apparently he's been, you know, we know that he's part of the bad guys. Just your thoughts about him, when he's going to be taken down, and what's going to be happening for Canada.
Once again, I'll be real careful. We must realize that we are very, very powerful beings collectively, and we must take great care of our beliefs. And our beliefs are so prominent with our decision-making now that when we believe in something collectively, it can actually happen, okay? We have come a very long way compared to, say, 100 years ago. We are now collectively believe in something, and it's going to come true. So we want to take great care when we talk about an individual, a belief that an individual is doing something, that is something, that was something. We want to focus on the future. And once again, we want to focus on what is it that we prefer? What is it that we desire? What is it that inspires us, we enjoy? If we do not enjoy, say, choices by another individual, we will not choose them anymore. So that is my suggestion, is when we talk about it, a choice, are we choosing it or are we being propagandized about something? Shall we choose what we prefer? And guess what? You're going to get it.
Okay.
Does that make sense? That's a beautiful question.
Yes, of course. So one of the key things that's happened already in Canada is that he apparently has signed the Emergency Act to lock down. So that's preventing, obviously, people going in and out of Canada. How do you see that play out? Because the intention for all of Canadians at present is to not have that go into place.
So now it is their choice to observe that, participate in that, or not do it at all. In fact, get on your bicycle and ride to America. Why would one man tell another man what he can do on this planet? There is no such thing as government governing men unless we allow it.
Yes, beautifully said.
So people
are
preferring this, and they choose to prefer it, and they choose to obey, and that's the end of the story.
Yes.
If you don't choose it, it'll go away. Here, I'll give you another example. If we quit going to the gas stations would go away. But we keep choosing to use gas.
Right. Correct.
There you go. It is literally that.
Except
simple.
We've had...
That's how...
Yes. Go ahead. That is how
we will show and express the truth around duality. Tit for tat, everywhere you look here on this reality. If you don't have little green pieces of paper, you can't buy food, as an example. That's duality. When everything here is already yours, everything here that you were born to is already yours, but for some reason, there's a little green piece of paper machine that's required for you to get everything that's already been given to you. The real question should be, when are we going to take it back?
Very good. That's a very good question. Yeah, so it remains with the individual, and then, of course, all of the individuals thinking collectively, then that's when it occurs, correct?
That is correct. As I said when we started the show, how many of the galactics are here to help us? And I would say, how many people are looking in the mirror and understand who they are?
Okay. Beautiful. Thank you so much for that, Q. The other question, I have only two more left. One of them, of course, has to do with our the RV or the blessings that are upon us already. And we have been waiting. Many of us have been doing this now for, more than 10 years or so. So there's a few of us. It's been growing in terms of again, as you say, the energy to say, hey, we have it already. So how do you see that playing up presently, that this would happen in the next week or two?
I'll speak from our point of view with the quantum and or conscious computing system that's observing humanity. And the conscious and or new computing systems are designed around intentions. So we would like to express it in a way that we can understand it. And the best way I could explain it would be our gross consciousness in this reality has to be at a certain level where we understand what the means of exchange are before what you're calling the RV will exist. So if you gave everybody that loves 4x4 trucks $1 billion, wouldn't they just buy more 4x4 trucks, as an example? Or would they use the billions of dollars to support and help their communities? That is the big delta that's going on in this reality on this planet, is the means of exchange are still assumed to have value when, again, this means of exchange is just a tool to support and help and transfer purpose, intentions. And right now, the purpose and intentions grossly on this planet are not at a level where they can understand a true means of exchange that are around purpose, intentions, authentic relations with the resources on this planet. That's the best
Beautiful.
I can do.
Beautiful. Okay, so I guess my next follow-up question with that, Q, is what percentage are we at collectively now to get to that critical point?
We're almost at 60%. We're almost at 60%. You can assume that somewhere around 65% will tip the teeter-totter. It needs to be a majority. And the reason it needs to be a majority is because all of our intentions when we go use our means of exchange will only be based on integrity and purpose. I will assure you that the way of our lives are going to look like this one day. I've said it on one of Charlie Ward's show. One day I woke up and I wanted a red bicycle. I love red bicycles. I don't have one. I can't wait to get one. I wish I could get a red bicycle. I love it. I love riding my bike. I want one. And I know exactly what it looks like. And on the other side of town, there is a gentleman, maybe a female, who loves to make the exact red bicycle I desire so much. And that inspiration and that joy and that excitement for the manufacturer of the bike and the purpose of receiving the bike is going to be our future means of exchange. Just our excitement will be embraced. Just our joy will be embraced. That's where we're going.
Thank you. And then lastly, regarding the RVQ, is that it has been mentioned already that when we go in, the computer is going to be able to read our energies in terms of whether or not you will get people will get a certain amount or a certain percentage of their funds. Is that correct?
I would agree with it, but I would change the words maybe to be a little more encompassing. Intentions, purpose, outcomes.
Okay.
That's your joy, your excitement. The intrinsic
yes.
side will go away. There is no translation between the, say, linear understanding of means of exchange. It is your excitement, your intentions, your joy is the resource. That is your true self, isn't it?
Correct. Yes. So we actually do have, then this is just for, so people really understand that that is how it's going to be. That's, so it doesn't matter whether or not I have 600 trillion Zim, for example. My heart and intention is not in the right place. We won't get, we'll only get a smidgen, so to speak.
Very good. Outstanding. It's quite a lesson from where we've come from. No doubt your support system is you. And so we will, when I started this call, I stated we are getting very, very powerful as a group now. And so the more we gravitate to what we prefer, are in, again, I'm tired of hearing myself too, but the inspiration, that excitement in your choice from the heart center instead of the mind, heart center choices are now going to be, say, the king of the road in how things manifest in our lives. Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you. And then lastly, Q, we know the great being that you are, Zora as well. And at this time, we were, I was wondering if you could share some of your love energy, which you already have as you were speaking to all of us, more love energy to go out to us. And then maybe if you could speak briefly about, you know, our spiritual growth in terms of what should we be focusing on spiritually? Is it, how do we go about with meditation and anything else that we can start to focus on to help us to move into higher levels of consciousness? But love energy coming from you would be also fantastic. Thank you.
Love energy. Very awesome. Very awesome. We will. When we use the harmonics of our light being, listen, feel, talk to your light being, talk to your soul, talk to your spirit, whatever word you like to use, it will support and help you every day, all day, and bring more of you into you. Every day, wake up in the morning and say, spirit, help me, support me, assist me, balance me, or command it. Command yourself to help and support you. This is the best way I can explain it. You must verbally talk to your spirit. It wants to help you. It wants to support you. I'll give you an example. We command our spirit. We command prime creation to help and support and assist us right now on the entire planet. I command prime creation to help and support and assist everyone's capabilities, ascension capabilities right now. 10987654321. And now you'll notice there was a jolt in our timeline. That's how easy it is. Please pay great attention to how you pray so that you are not prey. Meditate through the heart center, not through the mind. This is my message of love to you. My message of love to you.
Thank you.
My message of love to you.
Thank you.
Good day.
Good day. Thank you so much, Q. We love you, and thank you so much for that. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and put Q on. Let's see. There we go. Thank you, Q. All right. Now we're going to go to our beloved Ted Marr. Hello, Ted.
Well, good morning. How are you folks today?
Hello. Welcome to Earth.
Well, thank you. Well, wow, that
you
was amazing.
You are our ambassador on Earth. Thank you so much, Ted.
Well, it's wonderful to be here. It really is. What an exciting time to be alive. You know, it's the letter before R has told me that the other side only really has one bullet left. And they're pulling out all stops to do everything they can to derail us. But we've already gone, I think this is the closest we've ever come in the time, the 52,000 years I've been here, that I remember when I came here from the plating, that we've gotten this close to ascension. And we will succeed. I know we will. We've won the battle. We've won the war. These are just the kind of the cleanups now, what's been going on. But it's amazing to me how tenacious and diabolical the other side is. As you may know, there's a lot of people now are getting sick from the can I speak freely? Is this, will I get censored?
Oh, please.
If I use the word?
No. Please. Yes, we need to, hear this. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've been so careful on the air with my radio show, but
anyway. Be free.
Okay, all right, thank you. I feel like I'm an American. I'm free. There's been so many getting sick and dying from these vaccines that now it's coming out that the people who take the vaccines are becoming like a petri dish of garbage, and the stuff that they've got is also infecting and killing their pets, infecting and harming other people in their households. By extension, if you go into a meeting with people who've been vaccinated, who've taken the vaccine, it's a very good chance that you could get some of the cruddies that they have in and of themselves. And so it's you know, how diabolical can you get that not only is the cabal doing in the people who've taken the vaccine, but also those who are in close proximity to people who've taken it. And I'll give you an example. Let's say you've got a married couple and the husband takes the vaccine and the wife doesn't. And so they're married, so they sleep together, and she ends up picking up crap from the vaccine, and she could die just right along with her husband. So you've got some very difficult choices now that this is forcing people into. And when people take the vaccine, they have to realize it's more than just them. It's also everyone around them, including their pets too. There was a story out this morning that that many pets have died as well when people take the shot. So so all this to be safe for something that has something like a 0.0000097% fatality rate with the with the COVID, which is basically influenza A and influenza B. It's not that dangerous at all. But we've been all socialized into such fear. It's amazing what they've done, and I think it's been planned out for quite many years. This event's been planned out for many years. I live in an area where many people are zombies. It's a Democratic state in the Seattle area, and many people here are zombies. You get away from the city, and people seem to have more common sense and able to think independently. But you get into Seattle, and oh man. You try to talk to people about the health effects of these vaccines, and they will shut you down. They'll get out actually very hostile. Mm-hmm. What I've seen happening too with people taking the vaccines, there's their eyes become glazed over, and there's almost like a chemical smell to them as well. There's a gray green shield placed over them by the reptilians, and they feed off the loosh, and people become. They change from being service to others to service to self, and they can get quite angry and quite nasty if you challenge their belief systems. I think that there's a three-letter agency that had a project called Operation Mockingbird, came out in the 60s, and this is kind of a logical extension of that. About 60 years later, it's been very effective. Joseph Stalin was. Very impressed with Adolf Hitler in World War II, and so he of course Hitler found that if you say a lie loud enough and long enough, people will believe it. And after World War II, Stalin did an experiment where he took 50 Soviet citizens and told them a lie every day. And after 2 months, about 96% of those people in this study believed it, and you couldn't do anything to change your mind. And so now. We've got the media, the mass media, which is controlled by negative elements, for over a year now telling people about how dangerous COVID is and we got to be fearful and stay at home, stay home, save lives, blah, blah, blah. And they've also been saying that masks work and you must obey the rules and you must have social distancing. But none of that is true because your natural immune system is the best defense against this COVID. It's like a flu.
Mm-hmm.
But now
Absolutely.
People have been so scared that now they're lining up to take this vaccine, even when there's news reports of people dying from it. So I have about 90 to 100 medical studies I send out to people who are interested. And anybody out there wants a list, just send me an email to outoftheworld1150@gmail.com, and I'm happy to send you my list. But I've added to it during the past, I don't know how many months, as the vaccines have been administered. Mm. But people are dying out there, and it's not a very pretty sight. I've been doing a lot of bereavement counseling for people who've lost their friends and relatives, parents, to the vaccine.
Oh, wow.
And I think from what I've been told, there's different death rates according to the different vaccines. The Pfizer one's the worst. I've been told it'll have an 80% death rate within 3 to 5 years. Moderna is 70%. Mm. AstraZeneca is 50%. Most people stroke out with AstraZeneca. Suddenly you'll get like a 28-year-old man, otherwise healthy, a paramedic. This happened about a couple of weeks ago where he had gotten the Pfizer vaccine, and he had a stroke. He's 28 years old. Had to have a pacemaker put in his heart. All this to be safe from what? Because CNN told you so. I think things will get better. This is a month where people are waking up. But I'm really
Ted.
Upset. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, you know, since we're talking about this, and thank you so much for bringing this up today, my concern also, you know, regarding, you know, how horrible these vaccines are, and as much as we can talk about that, I can't even talk about that with relatives. They've all taken it just because that's what they've been programmed to do. It's just so sad when, especially now, we've had little kids wearing masks, and now they're taking the vaccines. And you know, I don't know if there's going to be a mandate about everybody having to take a vaccine. I think they're already doing that already with kids that are going to college, if they have to have it. I mean, this is just horrendous.
I know, and. Robert F. Kennedy.
What do we do? What can we do?
The only thing I think we can do is to continue to worry. That's a very good question. What do you do? Is to ask the Galactics to help us. They're very careful about intervening. They don't like to take away our free will. So they're careful about helping us. But on the other hand, how can you have free will when people are brainwashed, as in Joseph Stalin and Hitler's Germany, and you can't talk
Correct.
To them? And so
Correct.
We definitely need some we need some help. Now, I've talked to the letter, my friend, you know, Q, about this, I do get rather depressed sometimes about what's going on. But I know we're gonna make it through. But like with little kids, for example, wearing these silly masks, you know that that can cause long-term permanent brain damage to the little kids' brains. All because they've watched something on CNN or MSNBC, or the lies in the media, or the lies from the governor saying that you have to wear these masks. What for? The masks themselves, by the way, most of them are made in China, the blue ones, and they have nanobots in them. So if you're wearing the mask, those damn nanobots are like worms. They crawl into through your nose or into your mouth, and they go right into your brain. Mm-hmm. And the nanobots contain instructions to obey government, obey the reptilians, do as you're told, don't question authority, comply, obey the rules. So that it's an insidious agenda. All this is very well coordinated. Even the street signs on the freeways in Seattle, they have big signs instigated by our Democratic governor, Jay Inslee, to obey. So it just says obey, must obey, you must obey, you must obey, you must. And it's the same tactics that Hitler and Stalin used. You know, you've had the repetition there. And
Isn't that part of the Chinese agenda as well, Ted? I mean, that they want to be able to bring socialism throughout the world, you know, from Canada to the United States, just so it's all over the world so that they can continue with their, you know, their control.
Well, let me tell you something very interesting. I'm glad you brought that up. In Australia,
mm-hmm.
about a month ago, started vaccinating their military, and now the Australian Australian Navy, for example, is about 20-25% is either sick, disabled, or dead after taking the Pfizer vaccines. Even their Minister of Defense, the last reports that he was in about a month ago, was in a hospital in Australia, and the reports now are that he's dead from the vaccine, so he could be, quote, safe. Now, let's put yourself in the shoes of China, okay? And you're looking at, they like Australia. It's got a lot of resources. And it's strategically, it's in the part of the world, Southeast Asia. It's a Western ally. Let's say China.
Mm-hmm.
Would China take advantage of that situation? Because their military is not taking the vaccine, and neither is anybody in China taking the vaccine. Let's say my guides have told me that by September 2022, under one timeline, that the Chinese would come in and actually invade Australia because they don't have a navy left. Oh, they'll have ships. They won't have any personnel because most of them will be dead from the Pfizer vaccine. So what about the United States? 122 million people have taken the vaccines here, and my guides tell me it's going to be about a third death here in the United States alone. So if you have a third of the country dead or dying or disabled, will the Chinese take advantage of it? I think you already know the answer to that. Already taken advantage of our electoral system, installed a fake president. He's name only, you know, even though Trump, I think Q is right about the military running the country. But it's all a media play, and I think that's what we're looking at. You have to look at the broader picture, too, because there were negative extraterrestrials who used Adolf Hitler during the 1930s and 40s in Germany to try to take over Europe and, by extension, the world, in the same way they're using the Chinese now to try to take over the world through their military and civilian and economic power. And they're doing a pretty good job of it. I don't think it'll be successful, but people should be aware of what's really going on. The negatives are pretty crafty. You know, they've used free will against us by making us fearful. Over a year now, the media in the United States and elsewhere has hit home on, where is the danger? I don't see any danger. There's no danger in Washington State where I am. Yet, if you try to talk to many people in the Seattle area, they're all masked up, and sometimes if you get closer than 6 feet to somebody, they'll run away. They'll act like they're in a lunatic in the same asylum.
Exactly.
It's just like, what happened to the normal people? But if you get away from the cities, you get out in the rural area, there's less social control. People don't really care what's going on. I know we're going to get through this, but it is troubling to me to see these people take these things. You know, it does bother me.
Yeah.
So, because I love humanity.
Yeah.
I don't want people to die, but they are. You have to look at, there's another factor there too, and Mother Earth is doesn't want negative entities are on the planet anymore. And she's starting to ascend now. The human resonance, I think, has gone up to, over 10,000. And it is very, very high right now. And so that Mother Earth is starting to ascend. And for years I've been told that there would be a split between those who are ascending and those who aren't. And we're seeing that happen now. I didn't know. My guides told me about it several years ago, but they didn't tell me how. I asked about a war, and they said, no, it's not going to be a war. So it's very interesting, isn't it? Very clever. It's all being done. People are self-selecting themselves to leave the planet.
But the problem with that is that their free will has been taken away. So where is the fairness there?
Right. Yeah,
can I
exactly.
ask you this question? let's ask.
Sure, yeah, please.
Q, are you still here with us? Q, could you address what we're talking about, please?
Define free will.
Define free will. Yeah. The free will to make your own decisions. To be able to
what is truly free will?
To make the choices.
Okay. So I'll maybe be redundant or remind everyone that on some planets you're born and you're given 100% all of your knowledge. And when you're a baby, you have all the information you had when you came from source. So when we look at free will in this version of humans, when you only have 1% of your capabilities, that is truly free will to be an infant, to be a babbling baboon, an idiot, whatever you'd like to call it, that is still free will. It is a great pleasure. It's a great, great honor to get to evolve at a very low level and experience the evolution of creativity from a very low level to now look where we're at now. We are growing. We are growing and growing and growing a civilization, don't you think?
But the question, Q, is that so many people are dying because they've lost their free will, because they've been programmed. So how does one undo that?
Undo what?
If you're that person. Undo the programming,
what?
I guess.
So once again, most human beings only have 1% of their capability. So undoing or growing may be the different question. So free will is everyone's getting the truth whether they like it or not. As a great friend of ours used to say, John, it is free will unconditionally, not one. This is a land of duality. This is a prison planet. We are going to break free of it, or we're going to keep playing in duality. And the only way to break free of it is to choose your highest excitement, joy, inspiration. Do you prefer to be poisoned? Then that is truly free will, isn't it? You're saying that there's someone programming someone. That's someone's free will to believe what the television told them to believe in. It's still free will, isn't it?
Yes.
I'm someone who's been programmed. I'm someone who's microchipped. I didn't have a choice. Now, that would not be my free will, now would it? At what level do we decide what is a free will choice if we're right on the line continuously here? This is the land of duality. I know it doesn't help your question, but you must look at it from a more, say, comprehensive holistic way of the universe. It was our choice to come here. It was our choice. This is your free will.
Ted,
see the
I'll
spirit.
Let you take over.
Light beings don't know the difference between dark. There is no dark. There is no choice. You're always neutral. When you're in spirit, you're always at peace. Always at peace. We don't know the dark. We are experiencing the dark here. That's what we're doing.
Trick question. Actually, I think you and I were talking about this briefly yesterday, where the negatives know, well, it gets a little tricky. They can't interfere. Mm-hmm. Free will is a tricky subject because they do respect that. And the negatives, even the negatives know that what you were saying yesterday, to paraphrase what you said, because they live such a long time, they do understand the law of, for example, karma, okay, interfere, and that if you interfere with somebody's free will, you'll have to pay for that. So they're careful, but they've pushed it right to the edge with this whole vaccine issue, in your opinion. And I think it's true, they have. And almost these questions are for God, the supreme being, or the prime creator. Because I personally would argue that they've taken away people's free will. So I don't know. But and I know people need to be responsible for their own actions, to live to the highest inspiration. I'll give you a quick example. Let's say, for example, somebody has a job. They're a healthcare worker in the hospital. And the management comes down and says, well, you've got to get vaccinated if you want to keep your job. Their highest inspiration is to tell the guy to go jump in a lake somewhere and say, forget it, I'm quitting, I'm going to leave. But a lot of healthcare workers feel pressured to keep their job, or maybe they get pressure from misguided, well-intentioned but misguided family members that if you want to see us, you're going to have to get vaccinated to be, quote, safe, even if you don't want to. So people do it, and then they regret it later, and then they. But I think what Q was saying, talking about, you know, living to your highest inspiration is to live for your heart's joy, which is not getting vaccinated. So stick to it. You need to stick to that now. This is a testing period, because I think once you well,
so
once you, yeah.
So that. So Ted, so now you're watching all of your friends and relatives taking it when you've already told them about the dangers, and they continue to do that. That is, you know, according to Q, that is they're utilizing their 1% free will, which is absolutely nothing anyway. So at this point, I feel that we definitely need to have, you know, a more galactic, higher realms to really help to, you know, help. Q?
Yes, and then once again, I'll say, look in the mirror, and there's your helper. And so there is a great, great separation between our consciousness and mind energy, peace energy and mind energy. They're completely different. So many of the choices being made today are based on mind control and mind energy, timelines. This was the great geneticists that created this version of humans made sure you had massive memory and kept perpetuating the past in these timelines that are being constructed. If you would live in peace energy as a light being that you are, you live with your excitement and joy as your decision-making process, you will not be on these timelines. These are timelines from the mind energy. The NATO chart, the horoscopes, all of it is mind energy created by aliens. I'm sorry.
Interesting.
So to mitigate this, the situation that we're in, too, then if we live from our heart and with high inspiration for peace and for love, then it is. And we can't do much of anything to help those that already have succumbed. I mean, that's why I feel helpless in that situation. And I'm speaking
again,
to the rest of the people that are listening.
It is difficult to explain. But I assure you, you can see with yourself that when you make the next choice, did it come from your thoughts that were yours, or did it come from your inspiration from your heart? Most people are abducted every 10 minutes by a thought that is not theirs, because there are so many carrier waves of transmissions being beamed into your brain. The brain is a massive transmitter, receiver. I know you know this. There is a big difference between consciously making a decision from consciousness because of your excitement. As an example, when you think things, you're really processing things now, aren't you? Not to say you can't use the mind for, say, relating and observing, but you're just really a transmitter and receiver. Your decision-making, if it came from the heart center, would not put you in these situations. And that's what's really going on planet Earth with this version of humans. They've been abducted by mind control. That's what's really going on. I don't care what issue it is. You're talking about one issue called vaccines, which is really should be called poison because it's not a vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
But look at all of the issues on the planet, all of the duality. As long as there's another issue, the aliens love it because they feed off our energy system. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Thank you.
That makes a lot of sense. We'll be going to my show out of San Francisco in about a few minutes.
Yeah. Oh, my.
I just got to jump, and then Q will be joining me on the San Francisco show now. So for you, those of you, you know, I know it's a conflict, but you can continue to listen to Billy
and Jane.
They're wonderful people, and you can catch my show afterwards because it'll be in the archives by tomorrow. So, I mean, you know, that's easy to do so that you can just have your cake and eat it too if you want.
It's archived anyways.
Yeah, it's archived anyways. So you could listen to Billy and Jane and just catch my show like tomorrow. I mean, it'll be there. It's on the BBS radio website. Yeah, just go there. It'll be there. Or on the outofthisworldradio.net, it'll be there too. It may take a couple days. But, Q, do you have the Zoom link for the San Francisco show? I can text it to you if you know.
Please, thank you.
Okay, I'll text it to you.
Thank you so much. We have really appreciated both of you so very much. You've touched our hearts, and you've really helped us to be inspired and to move forward positively in this world presently. So thank you so much, Q. We love you, Ted, both of you. Thank you so much for being here on our call today. Thank you.
Thank you, Jane.
Thank you, thank
Billy.
You.
So much. Great
much
to talk
love to
you
both of you.
Okay. Have a beautiful day,
bye-bye.
Everyone. All right. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Yes. All right. They're gone. So that was wonderful. Okay, everybody take a nice, big, deep breath in. Bring in love, lots of love and joy. So wonderful that we have our family together so that we can all inspire each other, so that we can hold the light and hold the love for all of those that we love and care about and everybody else to help energetically, you know, help them to move into a higher knowing and understanding of what's happening in the world and to help them to awaken. So we're going to do another blast with Zareya and Zora about this as well. So with that, I'm here. I'm going to go ahead and open the line now for one of our other favorite guests, and that would be our Intel and health advisor, Dr. Tom.
Good morning, Jane.
Oh, my gosh. Good morning, Dr. Tom. Thank you for being here.
Well, before I do the, as I was listening in, I had to, I was laying on the floor. I got knocked off my chair onto the floor. So that was quite a bit. And just as a thought with that, and I feel you, Jane, with what you're feeling, and this just came to me, as Q says that you have to shut down your I call it your library, your brain, and just think from your heart. And what just came up to me is, if we look what's happened on this planet over millions of years, or even like hundreds of years in this world, if you look back at what's happened, like World War II, you know, the Nazis, and all those things that happened, you know, the millions and millions of people that have died. But what it did was it took our consciousness to a different level. You know, it's like the things that we do in our life that happens to us, right? We have certain things that we have happened. Like for me, I was involved in whistleblowing and other types of things in my life, and it was, whoa, this is crazy. Why is this going on? Why did why did I lose friends to drugs? Why did I, you know what I mean? So unfortunately, if we do lose that third of the population, it's very hard to take. But what that's going to do is raise our vibration to a different level. Unfortunately, this is, we don't want to believe it. We don't want to see it, just like what happened during, you know, Hitler's, where all those people, and it's just, this can't happen. Why is this happening? So I think it's something that we have to look at, and I have to put it together. But I think Q was right on, is that you have to look in the mirror and know where you came from, who you are, and go from there. It's something that it is waking us up, and also it'll get us to that 65%, so we can use our funds to fight this. But yeah, the car accident's been happened. The bus has gone over the cliff, and now we have to go down and take over the, you know, bring the bodies up and thing. It's sad.
Right.
I do have a relative that I think has taken the vaccine, and it's very sad. I mean, I delivered all three of my kids at home. They were never vaccinated, et cetera. And they're doing well, except for one of them. One of them's choose to go the different direction, you know, that I think. I haven't found out yet officially. But anyway, yes, it is changing, but I think we've got some good information for you today.
So, thank you.
I do think maybe with the med beds that we will be able to help the people that want to be helped. That could be an outside possibility. So we do have to look at the bright side, right?
Yes,
so,
of course. Of course.
Good.
Thank you for starting that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So update. Well, it's kind of like in a way what Q said a little bit, that we have to be at that 65. We have to be at that tipping point. We're getting there. Basically, this will happen. This is being done. And I know we get, I don't look at stuff too much on the internet. I have some really amazing sources that I've accumulated over the years. Right now, the thing that it's actually stopping is the arrest. Security. Every time they run this, they have sting operations. So it's just a big operation. And a lot of people probably saw the videos at the U.S. Treasury. And there's a couple buildings around in Washington in the evening. The other night, multiple cop cars outside buses. And so what happens is they're taking out the bad guys so this can work. And we have to clean the barrel, you know, clean it out. So that's kind of where we're at. And I think people need to do is just, you know, we get texts, a lot of people see stuff, we're hearing, you've got to get off that roller coaster ride and just make sure that you live your life, enjoy every day, okay? And don't wait by the phone, you know, to see if that girl's going to call or boy's going to call, you know, back in the old days when we were younger, you know, like I'm waiting.
Yeah.
Don't
right.
do that, you know? So,
no.
So, and the other thing that they're doing is that they're converting the fiat over to asset back. That means the stock market. That means, all the fiat that's around, what I'm hearing, what I'm being told, if you do have cash in your account, bank account, so you have cash, you know, buried outside in your coffee can in the backyard, that we might see a 10 to 30% drop in the devaluing of the dollar. You might lose that much. So you may want to convert it into the and to an asset. And there is a new, and Jane, you may want to put this on the website, is, let me go here, the Glint. It's the gold currency.
Oh, yeah,
so what it
that's
is,
right.
It's a debit card. It's Glint, and that is spelled G-L-I-N-T.
Mm-hmm.
And but what you can do is it's a debit card, and you sign up for it, and you download the app, and then if you have, like, $500 in there, you can immediately convert that into gold. And you own that gold, and that gold is in Switzerland. So that's what you may want to look like. It's kind of nice, too. And then you can use that card to pay to pay bills or anything. Okay?
Sure.
So,
yeah, so you could just pay
it
like you could use it. Excuse me, Dr. Tom. So we can actually use it like a regular debit card.
Exactly. Yeah. So like right now.
Okay. So
I
we don't have to go to a special.
No.
So we don't have to go like,
to
a special ATM. Okay.
No, and you can withdraw about $300 cash out of it every day, okay?
Okay.
Or pay your bill.
All right.
Okay, so you can, you can go to any ATM, pull some $300 out, and then your money exchanges with the rate, and they charge 0.5% for the exchange, okay? And which is, I think, and I haven't looked into it, it's a lot cheaper than if you just go out and buy gold from a dealer. You know what I mean? So you can put, you can buy up, you can put in $1 million in there and buy $1 million worth of gold instantly. And you own that gold, and that gold is okay. So, but anyway, that's
so
what
the value for that is like a 1-to-1. Excuse me, Dr. Tom. So the value, the ratio is 1-to-1. Nice.
Well, they just convert it whatever the conversion rate is. Yeah.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay, it still has to be converted over to the value. Okay, good.
Yeah. So, like,
of the gold. Got it.
Let me look at mine.
So,
here. So basically, in one of my accounts here, I had $500 worth of gold. Okay, and now gold had dropped a little bit, so now it's $493. Okay, but I own 8.7. I own 8.7220 grams. Okay. Now the other day gold was up, so it was over 500. So, Charlie said on the thing, you see, his gold went up that day. He went out and bought some gas, and he got free gas because gold went up more than $20. You know what I mean? So you're able to do that. So that's kind of thing. So anyway, that
was
that's important, and that's what we're
good.
That's what we're supposed to do. Is you want to make sure that you take your any cash that you have, because in the conversion you may lose a percentage.
Right.
10 to 30 to 40%.
Yeah.
So you want to take all that and put it in some form of asset, okay, buy silver or whatever. I'm not a financial advisor or whatever.
Advisor.
I'm just doing what I'm doing, okay?
Okay. Yeah, I think that's a really great idea.
Yeah. So right now they're just working on the conversions of the stock market. They have to convert all the So the stock market is basically run on all this fiat money, okay? And the fiat and the stock market's always been run by the bad guys, okay? It's an artificial thing that has been set up to control you and everything else. But people do make money from it. So, and that's important too. For an update, we're hearing is make sure when you go in and do your exchange. That you are moving in a 4D, 5D consciousness, all right? Otherwise, you know, you won't just probably get a flat rate and won't be able to do the extra stuff, correct? My question is, if you got a vaccination, and then you go and do your exchange, that's going to be interesting.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I think, you know, before you go, Dr. Tom, I think it's really, really important, you know, for those of us that are not taking the vaccines at all, that we need to be able to armor ourselves, our immune system, with such one, with really incredible products that are out there. Now, we're not like Charlie Ward, so we can't make our own hydrochloroquine and whatever else he puts in there, and then he can take that. Here, we do have some amazing nutrients that we could do that with. You know, like
the apple cider vinegar
and all of that stuff. So, yeah. So maybe you could talk about that.
Yeah, that was my next.
Thank you.
So anyway, we're ready.
Okay.
So we're close. Could it be next week? We don't know. But just go out and enjoy. As Q says, just be in that light of joy and have fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what you want to do is to help yourself, and I am putting together, hopefully someday, you know, a book and some other things, because I've been studying anti-aging or reverse aging since I was like 13 years old. But things, the basics that you want to start out with is waking up in the morning and meditating for 20 minutes, and also see what you go through, get really solid, and then make what you want, manifest what you want, see it, feel it from your heart center. If you want a relationship, if you want pure health, or you want to look younger, or you want to be stronger, blah, 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 right? You do that, and then get up and go for a walk for maybe 10, 15 minutes, and then come back and do earthing. Put your feet on the ground, and if you can, try to make sure you're in the sun. And then also do the Wim Hof breathing while you're earthing in the morning. That's very, very good to do that. You know, people can look up Wim Hof. And then you want to go in and take a hot and cold shower. So cold and then hot. It gets the circulation going, right? And then you can take your nutrients that you talked about, Jane, you know, is do that. Make sure you turn off your internet off at night so you don't have any of that. And then make sure you have plants and supplements that are high frequency that will actually keep you to that higher level. And then exercise, you know, walk every day. Try to do high intensity exercises for 10 to 15 minutes a day, at a time, maybe once or twice a week. And then also just some fasting, mimic fasting to the Prolong program's good. And then also, like we talked about, Jane, is that we're bringing in new stuff to where we can check people with voice activation and stuff down the road to help heal them. Really exciting. And I think that some of that might help some of the vaccination people too, from what I'm hearing on my studies. So that's kind of in a nutshell of how to stay healthy and keep away from that. And so, all right. Well, that's it for me today.
Perfect. Well, that was a lot. Thank you so much. All right, everybody. I hope you took all those notes down. And if not, you could re-listen to our call for today and start getting on that path of feeling better, feeling lighter, feeling like, you know, you've got the world in your hands, and doing what we know best to do. And that is to always stay positive, always have positive intentions in terms of whatever it is that you want to happen in your life. And the rest of it will work itself out. And not to worry about the people that, you know, even though you've told them, et cetera, et cetera, you've got to be the eye in the storm. You know, just know that just if you are all the best that you can be, you know, nothing else really matters because everything else will work out perfectly. And if we all do that individually as a collective, we will be able to help the world immensely. So thank you so much, Dr. Tom, and we look forward to seeing you again on on the Blog Talk Show, and have yourself a wondrous and marvelous day. Thank you, Dr. Tom.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye. So now let's go ahead and bring Zaria back, and then followed by Zora. So Zaria. Hello. There you are. So what did you think about our call so far?
It was very good, very informative. When they were talking about the vaccines, my father pops through and just tell them exactly what it is. Okay. Here's the main brass tacks of what the vaccine is. It is a agenda that was perpetrated several years ago, and the sole purpose of it is this: depopulation. Plain and simple, the depopulation of the planet. They're under the false assumption that the planet can only sustain a certain amount of people. Because of that assumption, that's why this was instituted, to eliminate certain of the population. Everyone who's taking those vaccines, being hogged into it, forced into it, are dying. Why? Because it is meant to happen. They are ascending. They're being forced to ascend. It is the plain brass tacks of the whole entire thing. It is depopulation of the planet. Wrap your head around that one, people. That's exactly what is taking place. All those who have a weak constitution are dying. Those of those people that have a strong constitution or a strong immune system can combat it. But once you take that second shot, the Pfizer shot, you can hang it up. You're going to ascend. No ifs, ands, or buts. You are going to ascend. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just giving you the brass tacks of what's going on. That's my message from me, from my father, to you guys. It's your choice. You can continue being in fear and succumb to the vaccine. That's your choice. As far as I'm concerned, I will never take the vaccine. Even if they try and force me to take the vaccine, I will never take the vaccine because I know what it is for. I know the agenda. I know what is going on. And I will never take it. I will insist on my advice to you. If you have taken the first shot, for God's sake, do not take the second shot. The second shot is the killer. The second shot is going to put you down. If you have a weak immune system, you will ascend. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. You will ascend. I know that's scary, but that's the way it is. It's exactly what is going on. When I was at Area 51, I read this agenda while I was there. It was called Code 19. when I read it, it was unbelievable as to the contents of that agenda. And I said to myself, no, they would never do that. They would never do that. Well, guess what? They did. And that is the agenda of the cabal, of the dark, to depopulate this planet. And you are sheep being led to the slaughter if you take that second shot. That's all I have to say about it. I don't hear you, dear. You're on mute.
Okay. Thank you for that, Soraya. Thank you. Again, just to stress the importance of not taking the vaccine. So anyways, on the last email that I sent out last night, there is a video that was put up by Charlie Ward. It's called Genocide Vaccines with Dr. Kevin Corbett and Kate Shimarani. So we have the doctor and we have a nurse. Their thoughts about the poison vaccines, et cetera, and also it's very, very worthwhile watching. So it's on the blog talk. It's on the newsletter. And also, you can go over to Charlie Ward's website as well. And again, the title of this is Genocide Vaccines with Dr. Kevin Corbett, Kate Shimarani, and Charlie Ward. Okay? So, all right. So next on the agenda is more uplifting, inspiring information coming from Soraya before we bring Zora through. So I know you've got a couple of messages or a message, Soraya, that you would like to share with everybody.
Yeah, I'm going to read from the book Messages from the Hollow Earth.
Thank you.
And so I'm going to go ahead and read this. My dear friends on the northeastern surface of America, I am Michaels, your friend from beneath the Aegean Sea. Here to speak to you about love, love for your people and love for your planet. All people on Earth are in the same DNA blueprint, but evolution has created different outward appearances. So your appearance is determined dependent upon your location. These are not differences, just variations of body appearance. For within the body lies the soul. And the souls of all humans come from the divine creator of all and are indeed part of the divine creator, just embellished with earthly characteristics and earthly experiences that become different and distinct over eons of time. So what you see in others is their earthly sojourn, so to speak, and not their heavenly garment. This has confused humans for millennia and resulted in separation, wars, instead of unity and peace. We admonish you to look through God's eyes when you look at others and see only God standing in the midst of you. You will see how rapidly your world conditions would change. If all would only look through God's eyes always, which really are the eyes you look through when cleared of earthly density and fear. Take long walks onto the countryside and breathe in the fragrant green-filled air. For green of the countryside pulsates with the healing atoms that you all need so desperately to recover from the chaos of the city and your workplaces. For your city's life depletes your life force, which the trees and nature can restore. Trees are eager to help you, eager to give you their life-breathing oxygen, that your city life consumes as rapidly as trees produce it. So rapidly now, there is a great oxygen deficient on your surface, and you are feeling the effects of being oxygen starved due to your commerce and the way of your life. We in the Hollow Earth are out in nature 24 hours a day, as this is our only way of life. This is how we live because our surroundings are totally nature made. We have no pollution producing cities. We have no asphalt or concrete suffocating Mother Earth's body. We have only trees and shrubs and grass and flowers everywhere we look. We have an abundance of pure oxygen, which renews and rebuilds our bodies 24 hours a day, resulting in our great strength and great energy levels and clear thinking. We await for the time when you will be allowed to come down to visit us and witness for yourself the divine living conditions which you can also create on the surface. Don't despair, for all in heaven are here to help you bring this heavenly way of existence down to earth, so that all surface dwellers will at last experience the beauty, the joy, and the originally intended and the outset of this grand experiment on earth over 14 million years ago. I am Mykos, and I bid you good day. Feel your heart as it beats. Feel your heart as it beats. Listen to your pulse as it throbs to the rhythm of life. Feel your blood as it courses through your body, carrying oxygen and nutrients to every cell. You are a self-contained storehouse of life. You are a microcosm of the universe. You are a replica of God. All of life pulsates through you. All knowledge is contained within you. All can be accessed by you. Just go within and ask, and then listen, and then feel, and then you will know, for all answers are within you, for within you all, and all is one. The living library of all knowledge is located within each of you. I greet you today in the name of the one creator, prime source, all that is, the living God within us all. Know that your distance from us is not far, just a few kilometers in space, and although this distance physically divides us, we are as close as the leaves are on the trees. We are as close as the wind that brushes your face. For your consciousness flows out from the depths of the earth and reaches you to caress and bless you every moment. We come here specifically to help this great earth evolve and to have a home for our own evolution at the same time, and to bring you who live on the surface up to the higher realms of light, where we can all meet and be together as one. For with our emerging of consciousness, we become a great force of light that can bring all of us into higher and higher realms where the avatars await us. So move up with us in consciousness and flow with us through the earth and read our thoughts on the return flow so we can converse with one another as it was meant to be. Our converging, our conversing, and our meeting is what will move all of us into higher dimensions of light. We come before you this day in all our glory and splendor, bringing forth all the wisdom and cheer to cheer you on your path, the ever-winding path that never ends, that leads only upward and onward, into the glory of God, the glory of God within you. For within you is all the answers you are seeking, all the explanations you need. It is all there within your vast human temple and stores all the information of the cosmos, and we beckon you to access it. We beckon you to follow us in thought as you do.
Sharia?
We're here. Call on us. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, thank you for that. There was a glitch, so, but that's okay. We're good to go. That's beautiful. It just kind of is in sync with what Q has been talking about. So the oneness that we are, and to go within, because we are the ones that have the power to make the changes. So, all right. Well, anything from? Okay, so you've shared. Are you ready to bring your father through?
Sure.
Oh, you're a sweetheart. Thank you so much, Soraya. We love you so much for being here.
Beloved gods and goddesses, understand my message was already given you to Soraya, and it is concerning your plight that you're upon the earth. And that is the insistence of your governments to vaccine you, all of you, because they want to keep you under control. And that vaccine does exactly that. Besides causing you to ascend, it also dumbs you down. So when you take the vaccine out of fear, you succumb to the mind control. And that is what is taking place on your planet. It's all been planned. It is just now being instituted by your prospective governments. Is there hope? Of course. Take the vaccine. Plain and simple. Why would you take something that is going to harm you? You are so what you call programmed for and health conscious that you want to be safe. Well, I can assure you, this vaccine that they are putting out, forcing you to take, is not helping you. It is the opposite. It is harming you. Damaging your DNA, damaging your way of thinking, your ability of thinking. But as you know, the choice is yours. You can continue to be sheep being led to the slaughter, or you can rebel and refuse to follow the status quo. But that is totally up to you, beloveds. I implore you, do not take the vaccine. If they tell you you must take it or lose your job, find another job. Do not put yourself or your family in jeopardy. The masks are putting your family in jeopardy, your children. We cannot emphasize this any more than we have. The choice, of course, is yours. But what choice are you making? You are choosing death, not life, by taking the second shot. Many of you have already taken the first one. I have seen this. But I do implore you, do not take the second shot. Do not allow them to give it to you. Just simply say, no, I feel fine. I do not need the second shot. Plain and simple, you have the choice. You are not required to take the second shot if you have taken the first. So, standing is, concerning the RV, is that the Admiral and his group have already been what you call informed of their appointments and things of this nature. So, that is being is happening as we speak. So, enough of that.
Excellent, Zora. We have a,
yes,
a large,
go ahead.
We have a group. We have quite a few, you know, questions here already. So I'm not going to say anything
go
more.
Ahead and
I
start.
Think we'll just go ahead and open up the and see how far we can go. We will be ending this call at 11 o'clock. So for those of you that want to go and listen in live to Ted and Q, go ahead and do it. Thank you all. So let's go ahead and get started right away. First caller is 678 ending in 9066. And again, I just want to let people know, one question per person, please. Okay, 9066, you're on the air with Zora. Thank you for being here. Hello? 678 ending in 9066, do you have a question for Zora?
Jane?
Yes, we know who you are.
Hold on.
Hello?
Jane, I'm trying, I'm getting off of the speaker. Yes, this is Viv.
Thank you.
Namaste, everyone.
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Yes.
How are you, beloved goddess?
I'm doing wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. Zora.
Okay.
I quit your job, Jane.
Yeah.
Anyway, a wonderful call today here,
go
guys.
Ahead.
Wonderful call. I just have a couple things to say and something to run by you, Zora. As far as everything that's going on, everyone, before they came to the planet, they planned their life out, and they knew when they were going to leave, correct? Zora?
Zora, are you there? Yeah, Zora is here. I don't know why we can't hear Zora. Hold on one second. Zora, are you there? Yeah, okay. Why don't you, I'm going to call you back in, Zora. Okay, Viv, hang in there. I'm going to go ahead and read.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can call. I'll call Zora in again, guys, or Zoraya.
Okay.
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to call you back in, Zora. Yeah, the show is still on, of course. Okay, hold on. You hang in there. I'm going to just call you in. Okay, all right. Let's go ahead and call Zora in. All right, here we go.
Hello?
They can't keep you down, Zora.
No, they cannot.
Okay, go ahead. All right, go ahead, Viv, with your question.
Zora, I was going to say, I was saying, before we came to the planet, we knew how long we were going to be here, and we planned our lives out, and we knew we were going to leave when we leave, correct?
Indeed.
Okay, so... There's a quote that Arthur Ashe, I heard from a teacher years ago, and it just simply says, start where you are, use what you have, and do what you can. So for all of the people who are not waking up, I'm printing out papers and flyers and pictures of what we're learning and handing it out to people and kind of giving them the overall story And as I'm coming back around, they've passed that word around. So just a little flyer, a little, you know, just something they can take, because they can't take talking to them, you know, most of them. But anyway, my question is, Zora, I see a lot of things. A lot of things come to me in the middle of the night, like everybody else. And I remember seeing a show. I woke up and saw this show. It was on television, but they were in the process of what we're in the coming into the process now of ascension, and the people who were, so to speak, on the dark side, that did not go to the new earth, when they showed the picture of before and after, that person did not show up in the picture, their family pictures, on their mantle. So they did not remember that person existing.
So what's your question?
That's Laura. When we transition to the new earth, and those quote unquote left behind who do stay on the earth, or we don't need to know what's happened to them, because we're having eternal lives anyway, so everyone's going where they need to go. But what do you have to say about that, Zora? There's no one to talk to about that. Well, the picture and the photos, their pictures will not, when we transition totally, the whole planet to a fifth dimension, their pictures will not show up in our photos, the people that were left behind or who did not come over with us to 5D.
Okay.
That is true.
Thank you, Zora. I'm writing
that. Okay, very good.
Thank you.
Thank
you for
your question.
Have a great day. Thank you for the call. Thank you, guys. Love you. Tell Zora,
okay,
hi.
We love you.
I love Zora.
You bet.
Indeed.
Zora, okay. All right. Thank you, Ben. All right. Next, we don't have time for elaboration here, but we could do that at another time. 541 ending in 9078.
Hello, Jen. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you here.
Yes.
Tell us who
you
are.
Good. I could talk to Zora afterwards. It has to do with saving my feet. And thank you for everything.
Who are you? What is your name? I'm sorry. Who are you?
Summer in Oregon.
Oh, Summer. Okay. All right.
Yes.
So this is regarding your feet, right? Okay. We'll call you after the call.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you for calling. Good to hear your voice. All right. Okay, next caller is 504 ending in 577. No, I'm sorry. 504 ending in 5733. Well, I guess that person's not there anymore. Let's see. Hold on. Let me do that. Okay, 780 ending in 2255.
Hi, Jen. Hi, Zora. It's Brenda from Canada. Hi, Zora. Zora, I just, and Jen, I just wanted to share some information I saw on Telegram a few days ago. Dr. Judy Mikovits short clip on one of the Donald Trump, what I believe anyway, accounts. And she said that the antidote is a product called, so let me look it up here, it's right here, Suramin, spelled
okay.
S-U-R-A-M-I-N. Zora, could you comment on that, please?
Antidote for what? M-A-I-N, for the vaccine.
Antidote of vaccines. And I understand from Ted that there's different levels. That was very good information that he provided. And so she just said that Trump had the antidote, the military had the antidote, and it was Suramin, which is a drug for autism and also for sleeping disorder in Africa.
Okay, so that's from Mikovits, right?
I couldn't find, it was on a Trump account, if you're interested.
Okay,
I can
cool.
send it. Any comments?
Yeah. Go ahead, Zora.
Understand, once you've taken what you call the second shot, it shuts down your immune system.
Wow.
And it literally shuts it down. And and causes you to ascend. If you have a weak constitution or what you call a weak immune system, you will, without a doubt, you will ascend. The vaccine that you're the counter to it, or your
the
cure of it, the antidote, only does it a very small portion. Once you have taken the second shot, you are either going to ascend or you are going to survive it with a strong constitution or a strong immune system. However, the damage has been done and it cannot be reversed.
Okay. I hear you
loud.
What
damage would that be, Zora? Okay. All right. Okay, thank you for that, Brenda. Appreciate that. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and look into it. I've got the information. So I appreciate that. That was really good of you, Brenda. Thank you. All right, next person is 530 ending in 1834.
So yeah, they're writing.
Hello.
All we have is a little sooner.
Okay, I guess we'll let her. They're busy talking. Next person we have is 208 ending in 8394.
Oh.
8394. Hello. Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me? Hi.
Of course.
Oh, yes, here we go. We can hear you, Pawnee. Okay.
Oh, shoot. I'm so sorry. I had to put you on speaker. Can you hear me now? It's Pawnee?
Yes.
From
of course.
Idaho. Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Oh, it's so nice to hear your voices. I just love you guys. Okay, so, Jane, I'd really appreciate if you would check into the Saruman. This is supposed to be a 100-year-old. Essential medicine from Africa, and the lady just talked about it, and then maybe you can talk to us again about it like next Saturday, because I just had a dear friend who took the second shot. She didn't know, so I'm going to try to help her with no fear, just give her some information for making a strong immune system. Okay, thank you. Sending all my love. Mm-hmm. Take care.
Okay. Thank you, Pawnee. Thank you. We'll do.
Yeah.
All right. We shall do that. Thanks. All right. Next person is 775 ending in 9099.
Hello. This is Chris.
Hello.
Yes. My question is, how do we go into collect on our redemption and exchange, and they say the shot is mandatory. You do not take the shot, so you don't go into a redeem and exchange. How do you get your money after?
No, it will not be mandatory. No, it won't be mandatory.
Okay. So
it is a volunteer issue.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure. And I had a request.
Okay.
My request would be, what if we asked everybody as a collection that are listening on this call to ask the Galactics to help stop the vaccines and to stop the wearing of the mask and to raise humanity's consciousness to the height of Source and Prime Creator to their frequencies of vibrations? They did something like that on the Art Bell Show, and if we could do it maybe next Saturday when we could talk about it. Do you think that would be a good idea?
Okay. So this, I'm going to say what I'm, in regards to what your question is, I've already plan on doing that for this call. And it isn't, it's both for the galactic's assistance at this time, but also as we, as a collective, to send out that love energy to take care of all of the issues that are presenting us presently with the masks and the vaccines and, you know, the cabal, et cetera. So thank you so much for that, Chris. All right. Our next caller is 405 ending in 0316. 0316, you're on the air.
Yes, this is Bill from Oklahoma. Zora,
hi,
I just read a message from the Cetaceans through Diane Robbins. It's a recent message. And the Cetaceans have said that they're going to be leaving the planet. I guess they've had enough, so to speak. And I was wondering, is that going to be pretty soon, and what effect will it have on the planet? And do, or will some remain in the hollow Earth?
When they say they are leaving
the
planet, they are leaving.
Planet?
When it says they are leaving the planet, they are leaving the surface. They are going
okay.
into the oceans of the hollow Earth, where it is safe.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you for your question. Okay. Uh-huh. All right. Now, next question is, it's overseas. It's 639 is the first three number, ends in 5627. So 5627, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Jan from the Philippines.
Hello.
Okay, hello, welcome.
Hello. Welcome, yes. This is Jan from the Philippines. Can you hear me, guys?
Of course.
Yes, we can hear you clearly.
Okay, thank you. Zora, can I request help? Because my best friend is in the ICU and she's fighting for her life. Maybe after the call?
Well, we could do this now.
What is the issue?
She had a stroke and she's now in the ICU and she's hooked up with the machines and she's fighting for her life. She's in a coma now. So is there anything you can do to help?
Yeah. Yeah. First of all, Zora, if you will, could you scan his mother and or get some information besides doing a healing for her? Tell us her situation, Zora. Tell him her situation.
She is in line for ascension.
So what can be done at this point, Zora?
Continue sending her your love and your compassion, and that is all you can do.
So why
she wants to ascend.
For her?
She wants to ascend. But we can also send a love vibration to her that will assist her in her transition for you.
And for you as well. Okay, let's go ahead, Zora. Let's do that.
Five, four, three, two, one. Receive.
From the Lord God
and you
of
say,
my being. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I receive.
She receives.
Indeed.
And you receive as well.
You are
Thank
receiving
you,
for her.
Yes.
To send to bring her love and peace and joy in her transition. And for yourself.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Indeed.
It is done.
Thank you, Zora.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Thank you.
From around those, yes. Okay, we'll let you go. All right, our next caller is 810 ending in 0084. Here we go.
Hello.
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 Yes, can you hear me?
Of course.
Yes, this is Carlos from Michigan.
Hello.
Hello, Carlos.
Recently, I heard the representative from NanoSoma announce that the founder of NanoSoma took the vaccine shot. He believes that NanoSoma will block the effect, any adverse effects of the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Can you comment on that, Zora, whether that is the case? And
he has taken the first shot. If he takes the second shot, not even NanoSoma will help them.
So let him know that. So what's the, okay, so for people that have already taken the, that taken the first shot of any one of them, if they take the NanoSoma or the iHercules, will that help to cure them, to build their immune system once again, Zora?
Yes, it will. But if they take the second shot, it will not.
It will not. Okay, so for anyone, any family member that you know who has had the vaccine, help them to get the, it's either one, or do you say, do you have a preference, Zora, in terms of NanoSoma or iHercules?
Either one.
Either one, because they're extremely powerful, guys.
Yes, they are.
All right, follow the directions, yes. All right, because they kill viruses.
The simple answer is simple. Do not take the second shot.
Right.
That is your choice. Do not take the second shot. The first shot is quite sufficient. The second shot is a killer.
Well, even with the first shot, Zora, people still are having some side effects. So with that being the case, still take your, so take the NanoSoma or the iHercules.
Yes, of course.
And what about that spirulina, the Zealous? Will that do it too, or is it the other two?
Yes.
The Zealous, the spirulina will also help to mitigate the symptoms of the vaccine. So please do that for yourselves.
Of course.
All right. Thank you for your question. All right. So the next caller we have, we only have, let's see, how long do we have here?
Three minutes.
Our next caller, hold, okay. So let me just go ahead to 7018, 530 ending in 7018. You're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
701. Yes.
Hello?
You're on the air with Zora.
Hi, Zora and Jane. Good to hear you guys again. I got a question for Zora.
Tell us your name again, real quick.
Robert.
Oh, okay, Robert. Go ahead.
Is Earth going to be the new Lemuria planet?
What?
Is Earth going to become new Lemurian?
No.
Well, it's just still going to be Terra Crista?
Of course.
Okay, well, somebody is saying that it's going to be Lemuria. Anyway, where's Lemuria at right now?
Where is it?
Yeah, the planet, Lemurian.
You mean Lemur?
Lemur, yeah. Sorry.
Oh, you were talking. Oh, that's two different. Yeah. Okay.
Oh.
Well. Yeah. Well, the planet Lemur is still approaching your solar system. It hasn't even reached it yet.
How long do you think it'll be before it reaches our solar system?
A year, maybe two.
I see.
Yeah. Okay. Very good.
Okay.
But it will not cause any devastation on the planet.
Correct. Okay, you guys, it's already 11 o'clock. We're going to stop today so that people can go ahead and listen again to Ted Marr and to Q at 11 o'clock. It is starting now. So you can go to Out of This World 1150.com, Out of This World 1150.com, and get on that call. Wonderful energies, both incredible beings of light. And we will see you all again next Saturday, if not sooner. Okay? So much love to all of you. Zora, let's go ahead. And this is for everyone to help to mitigate all of the, and asking also for the galactics to help us as well, in unison with our higher brothers and sisters, galactics, universal beings of love and light, and us. Let's send a big boost to all of the evilness, COVID, mask, cabal, et cetera. Let's get them all out. Let's get them erased right now. So let's do that all together. Hands up towards the exterior, out into the world. Go ahead, Zarl. Go ahead and get that started for us, please.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, we receive, and from the gods and goddesses of our beings, our world, humanity is in perfect health, is in perfect joy and love and peace, and all that is not that is completely erased and removed now, and we know it. Keep your hands there. For many of you that could feel energy, you could feel that energy just enveloping yourselves, your neighbors, friends, the world. And I'm going to ask Zora now to see what he can see as we're doing this with the help of our galactics. What do you see now, Zora?
I see many ascending within the last 24 hours. I have seen over 100,000 ascend.
And with the energies that we are blasting forth right now, how do you see that at play?
It is helping, but not near enough.
So everyone needs to do this on a daily basis. Let's go from 60% to 65%. We can do that individually. Asking
indeed
for us as a collective to do this, and the galactics as well. So everyone,
indeed,
have yourself a wondrous, glorious, and loving day. Thank you all for being here today. Bye-bye.